great run this season. Fell just short of the state tournament, but you went to three. You were right there to have that opportunity to go to state. And looking back, I think you have to be pretty proud about how your team fought all day here today.
I am. They fought very hard. You know, to say that they didn't put up a fight, you'd have to be blind. You know, it came down to that third game, and a couple plays didn't go our way, and it went Phillipsburg's way. You know, we put on a good run. Unfortunately, today just didn't turn out to be the day that we wanted it to be. I told the girls they can't hang their heads on this. They fought. That's all we asked for them to do, and they did. They did what we wanted them to do, and at the end of the day, like I said, it all didn't go our way.
Got through Hugoton pretty good there in two, and then Colby was an epic match. It was back and forth. You had the big run in the first set. They had the big run in the second. You guys were down 7 in the third there. You came back, and you were down 19-15. I thought Kennedy's bump over on the third hit, I thought that maybe changed the whole third set and the match around for you guys.
Absolutely. I think if Kennedy wouldn't have gotten that one over, I'm not sure what the outcome probably would have looked like. But she did. I thought that was a huge spark for us. We got some good kills. You know, Lindy came alive at a great time for us and did exactly what we needed her to do, and we were able to beat them. You know, it's hard to say that you beat a team 5 times. That's a challenge, and for them to put that together and not give up after, you know, losing the second one and getting down again. These girls have shown over and over this whole entire year that they're going to fight, and that game wasn't any different, and we came out on top, and that's what pushed us into the finals. So
Phillipsburg, just a tall team, a very good blocking team there, and you were right there back and forth, couldn't quite get over the hump in the first set, and they had a big run at the end. Second set, I thought it was just huge to try to exchange a lead and stay with them right to the end, and you got the win there. Third set, I think you had, out of the first 12 points, there were 9 ties, which is pretty good there. And then they made a big run, kind of had some tough breaks go your way. But, you know, you guys fought to the end, and they made that big run. It just was just too tough to overcome.
Yeah, it was. You know, we didn't come out with a spark right away in that first set. And obviously they, you know, took advantage of that after just coming off of a win against Lakin. And so I think, you know, we got a little bit down there. You saw us maybe not do some of the little things that you always see us do. And then going into that second, you could tell that they decided that they weren't going to just roll over and die. And they put up a fight, and it was, like you said, it was back and forth and back and forth. And we went on, you know, a couple good runs there towards the end that was able to push us to get that game. But that last one, you know, up until, you know, 12, 13 points, it was back and forth. And then they put a couple runs together, and we just didn't have the answer. We would get it back on our side, and we didn't have the run to get it going again. So little things, you know, that got us, unfortunately. But like I said, nothing that we can hang our heads on. Nobody to blame. Unfortunately, they took advantage of some little things, and I'll give them all the kudos in the world, because they played very, very well. They're a very good team. We fought hard. Unfortunately, it just didn't go our way.
33 wins, even getting 30 wins in a season, that's not easy. And you guys got 33. It's been a long time since Scott City hit that 30-plus win. What does that say about your season and really your seniors that you've had really for your 3 years on the varsity?
Yeah, you said it. I mean, it's the seniors and their dedication to whatever they're working on at the time, you know, whether that be volleyball, basketball, track, softball. You know, they fight, they work, they're in the weight room in the summer, they're in the gym all the time, they're up at 6 a.m. practices, they're there every day in the gym, hours upon hours, and you know, we've talked about it. It didn't just start when they walked in as freshmen. It started because they got in the gym when they were little, and they've kept it going, and so I think that to say that these seniors were some of the best leaders that Scott City has seen, I think I can probably say that and feel pretty confident in that, and we've got some big shoes to fill next year. They will be greatly, greatly missed. You don't find a Shelby and a Lindy and an Emily every day. There will definitely be ones that we are sad to see go. I look forward to watching them in the future here and seeing what they can do.